This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joy podcast from LGBTQIA+ community radio station, Joy 94.9. For more information and tons of other podcasts, head to joy.org.au.
Guest in studio with us today, which is a real treat because it's been a long haul having people over the phone. So thank you so much for joining us, you three. We are going to be chatting about the 2022 Top Arts Exhibition at the Ian Potter Centre, NGV Australia. And we have two of the artists who are involved, and their work is fantastic. I will absolutely be heading there. And I tell you what, ever since high school, I've just been like, I missed my shot. I just was not good enough. And so I just totally idolise anyone that makes it into Top Arts.
Well, I'm glad at least you had a shot, Eve. I just wouldn't have even had a shot, I don't think, basically. Art just wasn't my thing.
I say I had a shot. I didn't have a shot.
let's just go with you had a shot.
Yes, but I want to welcome into the studio. We have David Menzies from the NGV. We have Artie Fuchs and we have Ronan Sun. Thank you so much for coming in.
Great to be here.
And so let's start with David. David, could you tell anyone who is not familiar with Top Arts about the exhibition and what to expect?
Yeah, thanks, Leap. We've been having Top Arts at the gallery for the last 28 years, so it's been around for a long while in the gallery, showing something about the care the gallery has for emerging young artists and also art education. So it's an exhibition that celebrates works of art being completed in Year 12 by VCE Art and VCE Studio Art students. Every year we put out the signage saying please apply, and last year we had almost 1,400 applications, and we go through them, we shortlist, I think it was last year 128 were shortlisted. They bring their works of art and their folios, which tell us the journey they went through. They bring it to Coburg, and then a team of people go through and say, okay, we want to compose a show with these works of art based on basically excellence. It's also part of what we call the VCE Season of Excellence, showing all incredible work being done by students in art-related subjects across Victoria.
It's a great opportunity for young artists and creative people to be seen and sort of like launch a career from there as well if they're interested in doing that. What kind of, what are you looking for when you're selecting artworks in all of these exhibitions?
Yeah, it's a great question. We're looking for a diversity. We're looking for a diverse range of artworks, mediums, ideas, schools, gender, a whole range of different things are going on. Looking for basically those students have done really well in their VCE, so their criteria have been ticked off at a high grade, so A plus A students for what we call their SAT. Well, it's all the work that gets done towards that final work of art, and the final work of art's expression of all that that goes before. And also we're looking for something which is individual and creative, so something which is, you know, about their message, what they have to say. I've been saying to students the last week with interviews and also some talks I've been doing is we want to hear your voice because people actually want to hear what you have to say, believe it or not. In fact, it's interesting when you go into the gallery and you see people walking around. I made the faux pas of seeing an 80-year-old gentleman walking around. This is about 3 or 4 years ago, and I thought he looked a bit lost. So I said to him, this is in the Top Arts exhibition, I said to him, are you okay? Did you want to go to something where you might see more, you know, traditional art? And he said, oh, no, David, I come to the NGV to see Top Arts every year because I'm genuinely concerned and interested in what young people are thinking and feeling. So it gives you a sense, basically, of, you know, how, I suppose, people are intrigued as to what's going on and what the future holds. Yeah. In terms of people reading culture and expressing it.
Yeah. And David, I was just going to ask you, I mean, I know you said it's been going for 22 years. I'm not necessarily sure you've been involved for 22 years. However, what are the trends that you've noticed over that, you know, from the sort of the first lot you've done to now?
Yeah, I haven't been involved for 28 years, that's for sure. Wow. I've only been there half that time. So I've been involved for the last 14 years in different capacities, the last 5 as curator and co-curator this year with Ingrid Wood. So basically, yeah, great question, Neil. What's different? I think certainly in terms of materials and techniques, we've seen a whole range of different things from 3D printing to even using drones as well too. And also, I think much more experimental and gutsy, really. Between two people, I'm between Ronan and also Artie, and I have to say one of the things I have been saying is one of the beautiful things about Top Arts is people genuinely committing to saying something about themselves or something that they feel incredibly passionate about. I reckon it's a really honest exhibition, and I think it's become even more so. The exhibition starts with Artie's work,
yep.
And Artie will tell you about it in a moment. And halfway along, we see Ronan's work as well too. And they're just really not afraid. I think there's more courage going on. Not to say that wasn't much courage going many years ago, but I have to say it's much more out there.
Noticeable. People with the confidence coming through.
Yeah,
that's great.
Yeah. I mean, it makes a lot of sense because, I mean, artists are often a political voice as well. And young people are also very political too, regardless of how they choose to interact with the world. You know, they're the ones that know they're going to inherit the world of the next generation. And I have to say, your generation, I am so impressed with already. Like, across the board, I just think there's so much hope to be had with all of the proactiveness and passion. So I'm really excited to talk to both of you. Now, who would like to start?
I'll start.
Yeah? Okay. We have Ronan Sun on the mic at the moment. And Ronan, your beautiful artwork is one of the hero shots for Top Arts, and I've seen it around in a lot of the advertising, and I can see why. It's really beautiful. I guess just because it's a visual medium that we're discussing to begin with, could you, for the listeners, describe your artwork for us, please? Yep.
So my artwork is a 50 centimeter by 70 centimeter paper, and I used watercolor and gouache. It's basically a self-portrait of me, and as you climb up higher on the canvas, the flowers start to bloom until they finally fall off my shoulders, and it kind of symbolizes like my renewal that I felt after 2020 and like the mental hardships that I conquered.
Mm, it's gorgeous. It has like this kind of, it's almost like psychedelic Art Nouveau. It's really beautiful, and the colors in it are just like beautiful. It's like lots of pinks and oranges and purples, and it does have that feeling of spring and renewal about it as well.
Like autumn.
Yeah, autumn. Absolutely. And so as an artist who was creating and doing such a personal work in 2021. I mean, both of you were going through senior school during a pandemic, which is not something that anyone else has really had to deal with since, 1912? And certainly a different ballgame then. What kind of challenges did you come across while you were making this, given that it was so self-reflective?
So I felt the pros were like, I had a lot of time to work on it because we were all at home. But the challenging part was I had like no motivation at all because I was just at home and there was no inspiration. Like Pinterest can only do so much. You know what I mean? like you can't really draw inspiration, especially when you're just in your head at home. So like I really tried going out, like even like between lockdowns, I did try going out. But yeah, the most challenging part was lack of motivation.
Yeah, fair enough. Were there particular artists that inspired you in that time as well?
Yes, especially James Jean. He's a Taiwanese American-born artist, and he carries that same psychedelic feel that my artwork has, and he really experiments and blurs the line between biomatter and human, which I really liked because like we are kind of parallel, as in we both grow, we both bloom in life, flowers and humans.
Yeah. That's gorgeous. I'm going to have to look up more of... It was James Jean, is that right?
Yeah, James Jean.
Yeah, fantastic. I think I've seen a couple of their works. Lots of like floral sort of very themes like as well.
Large scale.
Yeah. And so the medium you were working with, it was watercolor and gouache, is that right? And so did you have any particular challenges working with that? Was that new to you or have you been working with it for quite some time?
Watercolor was actually a new medium to me and I did countless layers, I think over 1,000 layers of just watercolor.
Oh my gosh.
Just to get like the opaqueness that I wanted. And like, I just wanted to change it over and over again. So I would paint it over and then like I would get frustrated, mental breakdown, but then it worked out in the end.
It sure did. It really did. Congratulations on the work.
Thank you.
How does it feel for you being part of Top Arts? Is this something that you were hoping to achieve?
Yes, it was definitely something that I saw for myself. At the start of the year, I was like, yeah, I'm going to try, at least try for Top Arts. And I'm really happy that I got it. And it's a really fun experience.
Great.
And sorry, Ronan, but the motivation to actually sort of be involved in Top Arts, what do you see coming out of it, or what do you want out of it? I mean, obviously the recognition, personal satisfaction, but where do you see it going now that you've made it into the Top Arts?
I really see it going into like a full-fledged career, because I really don't want to be a starving artist. That's like so embarrassing.
That's a good start.
It's a rite of passage, yeah. I think.
And I kind of just like, when I go to art galleries, like some, I honestly think it's really boring. So like when I make art, I really want art to like, when people look at my art, they like, whoa, that's like cool.
Yeah.
Not boring.
No, it's absolutely engaging. It's very striking.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for chatting with us. And we'll have a chat now with Artie Fuchs. Now, Artie, you've gone down a different route in scale to start with. Your artwork is enormous.
Yeah, it's quite large.
And, like, super impressive. Tell us a little bit, like, visually about what you've created here.
So my work is 2.4 by 3.6 metres, and it's a triptych, meaning it's three canvases. It sort of depicts three men wearing feminine attire, departing from an open closet with a white dress in the centre of the closet, and they're up against this pink, purpley, stormy array of femininity enclosed by this masculine facade border that sort of surrounds the canvas in a dark green.
It's really great. And like, the name of the work is A Party in the Closet.
Yeah.
Which I really like. And we should also mention what schools you both came from too. You're from Belmont High School in Geelong. And Ronan, you're from Fountain Gate Secondary College in Narre Warren. So congratulations to both those schools too. Artie, it's a really fascinating depiction of, I think, some very relevant sort of issues in our current and past culture, but now being talked about a lot more. Could you tell us a little bit about the ideas behind like challenging the heterosexual norm and then masculine behaviours?
Yeah, so basically that's the key idea of the work, to challenge what is normal for heterosexual men, and how they can express their identity and feel comfortable with that. So the painting was sort of trying to show how that in this, if we're in the closet, we feel safe. But I want to be able to go around in society and be myself, express my true self and feelings, and allow others to feel that way, whether it be wearing high heels, a dress, or even use certain language and have ideologies that are quite constrained in Australia as a society, especially coming not from the city, coming from a smaller coastal town. The values aren't as free and open yet.
For sure. And did COVID also impact your work too?
Yeah, 100%. I was quite grateful to like live in the house I do, and I had quite a large space to work in, obviously. And it allowed me to be quite prolific, producing quite a few works throughout the year of large scale. Working at home, though, I was like, working so large, I had to work outside undercover. So I was constantly battling the freezing Victorian weather, wearing probably four jumpers underneath my overalls while painting on a stepladder trying to reach the top, which had its difficulties at times when the sideways wind and rain was getting my painting wet. I actually had to set up a 4-metre shower curtain to drag across the top if it was bad weather and when we had storms in winter. So there was a lot of DIY conservation.
and I suppose the question I have for you, Artie, is knowing all those challenges, what motivated you, what drove you to make such a large piece of work, I suppose? Is there a reason behind it? Did you want, you know, was visually, is that what you wanted to display and the viewer to see? Or
yeah, definitely. Like at the start, I actually wanted to go even bigger, but my teacher made me realise that I don't actually own a truck. So it's been pretty hard for me to move it around. But the reason it's so large is because the issue itself is so large. It's hard to represent such a constraining society in a small piece of work. So I wanted to confront the viewer and sort of immerse them in this party, this positive state of freedom and acceptance.
Yep.
And that should be approached with large attention.
And so are you interested in pursuing more art now that you've finished school? Is an avenue that you're wanting to go down either as a hobby or as a career?
I'm actually still in my, I'm in my last year at school this year, so I accelerated into studio art last year.
Oh.
But 100%, I think I'm going to stay ambitious, keep making. It's hard for me to stop almost, even on the train. I'm like reading about art and drawing art and taking videos and pictures. So I definitely would love to see myself in an NTV International or bigger galleries, keep going.
Well, it sounds like it's in your brain and in your blood. And I know that you also have some like really interesting influences in your art as well. And like, I mean, the work itself kind of is like very expressionistic. I'm very keen to see what both of you do in the coming years, and we'll be keeping an eye out for you. And whenever you have your first exhibition, come back and let us know, because we would love to interview you again. Yeah, keep us posted.
For sure.
But for the meantime, congratulations. And if anyone wants to check out the Top Arts exhibition, it's running for quite some time, but you should still get in fast because it's always packed in there. And with the world we live in now, you need to see things when they open.
Take every opportunity you get, I think, now, don't we?
So. Yeah, that's right. But it's at the Ian Potter Centre, which is part of NGV Australia around Federation Square. And it's running from, it's just open, so the 17th of March until the 24th of July 2022. And thank you so much for joining us, and congratulations to each of you.
Thank
you so much. We've been talking to David Menzies, Arty Folks, and Ronan Sun here on Joy 94.9, Sunday Arts Magazine.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community radio station, Joy 94.9. For more podcasts or to support Joy by becoming a member, donating or subscribing, head to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.